Exactamente da cosa di parenza, non lo so.
So Maharaj, I was thinking that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he wanted that you would preach in the West.
Yes.
So, when we are making these books of your divine grace, then your conception of Krishna consciousness is being preached in the Western countries.
Yes, got it out.
So that order of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta is being fulfilled.
Satya Sankalpa, anyhow, it is being done. Before my departure, he is exacting such duty from me as he wanted to do, wholesomely. But I told him that if Muhammad does not go to mountain, mountain is coming to Muhammad. Behind will it is such. Before my departure, the last moment he is extracting that from me. What I have stored in you, that is stored for the purpose of the people.
Yes.
And you must give delivery to them before you depart. It is people's wealth.
Yes.
Before this wealth.
Public domain.
It was meant for that. Not that you will store, you will steal that property and fly from me. This place.
Yes. It is our only hope. Somewhere in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a statement that in Kali Yuga,
yes,
there are no religious principles, but Vaishnava scriptures and Vaishnavas.
Sri Sriya Kasadhu Krishna Bhaktaha. Sri Sangi. In Bhagavatam it is mentioned that a man deeply associated with women is more dangerous than the women herself. Women is not so much powerful to draw us down as a he friend of a woman can do. Asat yatha tat sungi sangata yoshi sangat sri tatha pungsa yatha tat sungi sangata. So one, a man who is addicted to women, he is more dangerous than the women herself. The appreciator of womanship is more dangerous. You can pass for her. Yatha tat sangi sangat.
The women's so-called women's liberation movement is very prominent in the West now. And they think that the Vaishnavas have a bigoted or prejudiced viewpoint against women.
And the Vaishnava has got the highest honor for women. that their posing is the most suitable, serviceable model. But the misdirected, the most dangerous, and the properly directed, the most desirable. Women is more fit for nursing than a man, is it not?
Yes.
Naturally.
Yes.
So service, for service, women disposition, yes, the almost chance. That sort of disposition is necessary. Helplessness. Man is assertive, but women cannot assert at the disposal of the aggressor, fully helplessly, saranagata, surrendered.
What is highest
in the positive, in the Paramahansa reflection, that is holds the lowest position. Is it not?
Yes.
In the reflection. The high top of a tree, if reflected in a tank, we shall see the high is in the lowest. The highest is in the lowest position in Paramahansa reflection. Reflection, and that is Paramahansa. So what is the train you fix for starting? The 10 or 12? Oh.
Which train will we start on?
Kalkamail.
And then?
No, from here.
Yeah.
From here.
11:20.
Yes.
We were sure that there is 10. And then that may not make late.
That's the safe train. We can also take 12:30.
One train earlier you must fix.
Yes. I stayed with Sudhir Goswami in San Jose, or with my god brothers elsewhere. On the other,
maybe did.
So he's saying that he has much facility to work hard in New York, but then he ends up neglecting some of his practices, such as reading and chanting. Whereas, then he says, I can do a lot of work, but my Krishna consciousness is not as good as it would be if I stayed with Sudhir Goswami in San Jose or with my god brothers elsewhere. He's saying his level of Krishna consciousness would be higher.
Well, what does he mean? Staying with you is not profitable.
No, staying with me, he's saying, would be more profitable for Krishna consciousness
than
staying in New York.
With Parvati Maharaj.
No, he doesn't mean staying with Parvati Maharaj. He means that when he stays in New York, that he is involved in working, always working, day and night, working. And his Krishna consciousness is to some degree neglected. Whereas if he stayed with me...
Why neglected? Because he had to work under the direction of Parvati Maharaj. Hard.
No.
No chance.
No, because of his work, his business. Not
his
Parvati
business.
Maharaj.
Business.
His business.
He doesn't associate with
Parvati. All right. Then?
Then he says, on the other hand, it would be difficult for me to stay in San Jose, as it was hard to stay in India, because I like to be very active and have a lot of service. When I asked my question, I did not ask it in a personal way, but the way your divine grace answered me, saying that the most important thing is that which a disciple is doing as devotional service has the sanction of the spiritual master or senior elder Vaishnavas. So my goal is just to try to do enough business to finance a nice relief center in your name in New York. There are many here There are many here in New York who would very much appreciate such a facility.
Such a?
Facility.
Facility.
As a relief center in your name there. He's saying many people there would appreciate that. So he would like to work and give in New York.
New York.
And give his money to support a center in New York.
And led by, under whose guidance?
He's asking you for that direction.
I think you want to watch that independently.
He may help Parbat Maharaj there.
Yes, he's
so I think he would be willing to work in cooperation with Parbat Maharaj.
Good. Well.
Then he says, so do you approve of this? Can I feel in my heart that this activity that sometimes seems so mundane is actually devotional service to you if I do it with a sincere heart as far as possible?
Does he want to work independently there under direct direction of myself? What is it?
He wants to know that what he is doing there, that is approved of by you.
The general instruction is that in cooperation with Parbat Maharaj, he would engage himself in the service of that center.
So what he's saying, when he does this business work, sometimes it seems to him so mundane. But if he can think within himself that my guru...
Whatever would be favorable for the promotion of the center there,
yes,
he will do that selflessly.
Yes, I think that's what he wants to know.
Earning money or any other service, whatever would be considered to be the real necessity, according to that.
So what Krishna Kinkar Prabhu is saying is that Dev Narayan, he works sometimes 18 hours a day. He's a strong business nature. So this does not give him the time to associate with Parvat Maharaj or the devotees there. But so Dev Narayan, he likes to work and then give some money. And not so much association does he have.
It would be better 18 years work,
hours,
earn money, and 6 years only for rest.
Hours.
6 hours. Hours only for rest.
Yes.
So the association with the Vaishnava, no time for that.
No.
So, I like to request to make some more time to pass with the association in service of the Vaishnava.
Yes.
12 years work is sufficient. 6 years.
12 hours.
12 hours. And 6 hours for rest, and another 6 hours for other services.
Done.
You don't have to learn anything.
Then he says in his letter,
reading scriptures, serving in the center,
yes,
independent way, having an association, and hearing when anyone is chanting the scriptures, various ways.
Yes. Then he finishes by saying that the gentleman who is delivering this letter to you, this Bhaktatam, has a donation from me. So here's his donation. From Dev Narayan and Tom, with $75 and $25.
Mm-hmm.
He is a good friend of mine and Krishna Kinkars.
Mm-hmm.
And he chants Hare Krishna on beads and has much appreciation for you.
Okay.
He will be going to Vrindavan, and I asked him to please bring me a stone, Shila, from Govardhan Hill, that I could worship. Guru Maharaj, would that be all right for me to do? He wants your approval if he could get one Govardhan Shila.
Yes.
I plan on spending some time, perhaps a month, if possible, in the San Jose temple of Sudhir Goswami, if Sudhir Goswami will have me. I'm very fond of him, and I'm looking forward to being able to clear up some of my misconceptions of spiritual life with him.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
That's good.
Then he says, thank you very much for all your compassion towards me. I hope one day I can begin to repay you, wanting to serve your lotus feet, Dev Narayan Das. There's some questions regarding Christianity. And Krishna Kinkar, he's asking this question, that what shall be the Vaishnava viewpoint of Lord Jesus Christ personally?
Incomplete Vaishnavism, not full-fledged, at the basis of Vaishnavism. Die to live, we find there to a certain extent, at least physically. Immortality of the soul in Socrates, told self-sacrifice, and the Christian says in the ideal of Jesus, self-forgetfulness. But in our consideration, not full present, but the basis. The basis is there, but not clear. Big conception of Godhead. We are for Him. We are for Him. But how much? And in what shape, in what attitude, all these things are unexplained and not clear conception, everything hazy from far off, do not taking any proper shape. The cover is not off fully, that we can come face to face with the object of our service. Service for the Lord is there, and a strong impetus to attain that is also there. The foundation is good, but the structure over the foundation is not clear, not clear, not specific, not perfect. That is the, on the basis of this statement of mine. If any other question, if any doubt or any part to be clarified.
There is one point in dialogue with a Christian where they like the ideas of surrender, service, giving everything.
Yes, come on.
But then they say, Jesus
whom?
Says he is the only way. Jesus says he is the only way.
Yes, die to live, so far. But what for?
But you what cannot follow any other teachings.
Yes, what is the positive attainment? And engagement, not only our submission, our gratefulness to the highest authority, but direct connection and 100% engagement. Only I am going on in my own way, oh God, you give my bread, going once in the church in a week, that is not sufficient. 24 hours engagement is possible.
Some Christians
in the full pleasure teaching.
Some Christians,
God can engage us 24 hours. We must attain that position. All engagement with Him, and all else are subordinate.
There is one Christian tradition that is very similar to Gaudiya Vaishnavism.
And in the foundation, as well as the foundation, very akin, that we must sacrifice everything for Him.
There is one book.
But who is He and who am I? The arrangement of both the parties, the inner acquaintance of both the parties is not complete, hazy connection.
They are afraid to go beyond Jesus, because Jesus has warned them
of
cheaters.
I am talking about Jesus, not them. The one who has given the ideal, I am talking on His principle. He has given by installment, not full. We agree about the foundation, the strong foundation, that Jesus was crucified because He told that everything belongs to my Father. As well as then, who is the Caesar? Well, Caesar has got his own share, this material, and this God, my Father, has got another aspect of the possession of everything. Oh, you don't recognize the ownership of Caesar in everything, so he was sued against that. The foundation is very good, laudable, but that first installment, my Lord, and who is my Lord, what nature, who am my inner self, and what is my connection with Him, that I may live continuously in His memory, and His service, I am meant for Him, I am designed and destined for Him, but it must be clarified, and I must attain the highest position. All these things are not present there. Only sacrifice for Him, that is all right. It is the basic necessity. But after that, what is the achievement? They are silent.
They are afraid to go beyond, beyond Jesus.
Yes.
Because
but there is so much grace, so much love in the divinity that He can embrace Him. On His lap He can make us sit, and He can do anything and have a very closer connection with Him. It is unfolding in Vaishnavism.
They can.
But if we do not, if we are afraid, we fear to cross the fundamental advices of Jesus, then we become sahajiya.
If we fear.
Yes. We must risk everything for my Lord. Firm, we must make our position firm in the service, die to live. And what is living? We have to analyze. And if without dying, we want to Krishna drag him in our fleshy play, then we become sahajiya. We must cross this threshold given by Jesus, die to live. You must risk everything. He's so valuable, his company is so valuable to us. This material achievement is nothing. This is all poison. So no attraction for him. We shall, including our body, we shall be ready to leave everything. All our present prospects and aspirations for him, he's so great. Then, what is his greatness? What is my position? How I can engage myself whole time in his service? Oh, here is silent. Not any specific program from them. So here Vaishnavism comes to our relief, our heart's relief, to satisfy the inner necessity of all different types, whatever it may be. Everything will be quenched there. You may be conscious or may be unconscious. So many demands within you, and that will be fully satisfied in its most beautiful form, there and there alone. That has been given by Vaishnavism, especially by Mahaprabhu in Vrindavan Bhagavatam, that so much close and loving connection we can get from in God. God is such. Not only from far off we shall show some reverential salute, but we can have him in the very closest way. Because the feelings of having anything here, that cannot be real, that is a perverted reflection. And that must be in the original world, otherwise what from they come? The different feelings of necessity within us, what from? What is the cause? It must be presented in the causal world. So all our hankerings in details must be satisfied there, representing the whole, everything emanating from him. So our wholesome satisfaction of every atom of our body, mind, etc., will get its fulfillment fullest there. That is given by Vaishnavism, Mahaprabhu, Bhagavatam. That is the specialist here.
We say that in Bhagavad Gita it says, evam parampara praptam. So what is the disciplic succession that Jesus Christ has appeared in? What is the disciplic succession of Jesus Christ? For a person to be a bona fide agent of Krishna, he has to appear in a disciplic succession.
I want to be more clarified.
Just like...
In the saying of Krishna, Jesus is also Islam, all religions is included. You want to say
no,
that?
No, but I'm saying where it's like in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says...
There Krishna is saying about karma yoga.
Yes.
Evam param, it is Bhagavatam, evam parampara praptam.
Imam rajasyo vidu.
Idam?
Idam. Imam vivashvate.
Idam vivashvate yogam praktavan ahamabhyam vivashvan manave praha manu rikha kave brabit. That is about karma yoga of Bhagavad Gita. Not your devotion or anything else. Karma yoga.
But there is...
What I am saying to you now, this is not a new thing, already I told this to Surya, and from Surya Vivasan, then Manu, in this way that is coming down, and by the influence of the time, that is finished. Again, I am saying the old thing to you, that is about karma yoga. That don't care about the result, good or bad, go on as your duty, with your duty. Rāgadvīṣa vimuktaṣṭu viṣayānindriyaṣṭaram ātmaviṣṭhī viṣayātmā prasādamadhiṣaṣṭhati. Then you can get a germ of peaceful mind there, so far.
But it's just that we preach that we are bona fide agents of Krishna because we come in a particular disciplic succession.
There are different stages of education what is imparted in Bhagavad Gita. Mm. This is Bhakti Yoga, Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, then Ashtanga Yoga, so many things. Different layers. And after all, Sattva Dhatmam Parityajya Mam Ekam. Shuddha bhakti is allowed and begin. Give up all your affinity to all other activity, whether religious or non-religious, and come to take refuge under my feet. And wholly depend on my decision. Pray. Don't try to push your demand to me, but wholly surrender to me and ask me to give what will be the most beneficial to you. And what I shall give, that will be the highest. And don't try to put your demand to me. That will be of less quality and quantity. Sarvadharmam mamekam sarvam. And what I shall do on your behalf, fully surrender to me. And what I shall give you, rather I shall give myself to you, that will be the highest. All these methods and their prospects are more or less of so much effective and valuable. But the highest thing, don't aspire after anything but myself. And everything in me, your, that is, will be your highest prospect, to want me, to have me, to live in me, to do what I say, enter into my own personal family, in my private life. That will be your best attainment. Don't want this thing, that thing from me. The comparative study of all religious aspirations, so-called, and the highest subject. All of your necessity inner may be satisfied by my personal private religion.
Some of the Christians, they are thinking, if I am to be sincere, then I should follow the Christian Shastra, the Bible.
Yes.
And they take very literally the word of Christ.
Yes, according to the capacity, one may be enlisted in a particular class for reading. So some will go to Christian, and after finishing it, they are hankering, still unsatisfied, he will seek some other else. What is God? I want to know it more perfectly. In this, I can say one example. There was one Professor Nixon in England. He came to fight in the First Great War in the against Germany from in the French line. The Professor Nixon. Then. He was in the plane. The planes were at that time not so much improved. But anyhow, when the plane was hit, he was sure coming, and he thought I am the plane will fall on the German area. I met him, he told. I saw him in Vrindavan. He told them at that time I prayed, if there is any God, let him save me. And I promise that if I be spared this time, then do not die in plane crash or anything else, then I shall go to search after him. The whole life I shall devote only in search of him. But the plane fell down, and when he arose from his unconscious position, he found he is in the French line in a hospital within France. Then he thought, there is God, and he has heard my last prayer. Then when bodily cured, he straight went to England, to the bishops. Such is my position. I want to search after God as a whole self. For 24 hours I want to engage myself in the God service. I want to see him face to face. I want in such a way. So many churchmen, clergymen, the bishops, he saw, and they ultimately, maybe many of them advised, if you want him face to face, we cannot recommend you such process. Then you go to India, and there maybe yogis who internally connects with Paramatma or all these things, you may try there your fortune. So he came to India. And anyhow, he met one lady in Lucknow University, the wife of the vice chancellor of Lucknow University. Anyhow, how? I do not know. Perhaps when he came to Lucknow, he wanted to go up in the hill. Someone might have told him, you see the vice chancellor and get his advice. But vice chancellor's wife, he was a Gaudiya Vaishnava, a devotee of Mahaprabhu, anyhow. And talking with vice chancellor, he got the company of his wife. And he was so much charmed by her advice that he accepted her as his guru. And his name was, he was Professor Nixon. Afterwards he took sannyas, and his name was Swami Krishna Prem. In the interim period, what was his name? I don't remember. Swami Krishna Prem. And he had a comparative study about all the religions here, and he was attracted by Mahaprabhu's gift. And he established one center in Almora, in UP. And a priest about Bhagavad Dharma or Mahaprabhu. That was his life. I met that gentleman, educated, fair, tall, fair figure. But he had got such appreciation. And he beginning from Christianity to Vaishnavism, his life came gradually. A direct and one Surya, the German scholar, he also told, in no religious conception of the whole world, the whole time engagement with God, Ashtakali Yodhida, Sharan, it has never been given In any conception of religion in the whole of the world, I have studied almost all the religious theology, but even none could conceive 24 hours serving engagement with the Supreme Lord. It is only given in Bhagavatam, and the Goswami developed from there. It is possible that all possible propensities, tendencies we find in ourselves, they have got their ideal, purest satisfaction possible with him. He is so accommodating, he is so comprehensive, and he is so deep, and Ukhila Rasamitamurti, the stock of supplying all possible rasa, all possible propensities, tendencies for satisfaction we may feel, or at present we may not feel. Every that corresponding phase is present in his full experience. Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. Ukhila Rasamitamurti, all different types of gratification what we feel within, that can only have its demand satisfied in him and him alone and nowhere else, to the fullest extent, most satisfactory. This is, Krishna means this. The scientific representation of Krishna is this. Ukhila Rasamitamurti. Whatever satisfaction our heart, inner heart demands, that can fully satisfaction only there. He represents everything. Then he is the absolute center. It is not a very cheap thing. The cheap position, the highest position, who can hold everything. The center contains the whole in some form or other. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Not non-scientific, not non-intellectual, but Arabian, satisfying all demands of intellect, then also he is transcendenting.
Some are so much afraid to go beyond Bible, though. They will not do comparison study.
Maybe because they are of that status. Sesedikare janishtha svarguna parikirtita. In one's own, according to one's own present capacity, he will purchase in the market. The market, there may be badwill things. But the purchaser, they must have some capacity to purchase them. So, sesedikare janishtha. And so much so, that the tradesman, that the rishi, the tradesman of the knowledge, they have also gone so far that they say this is the highest and no further, giving trust to them. Just as sadharmi nidhanam seyo paradharmo bhayavaha, don't go ahead. He would be doomed. Take your stand here, no further.
Yeah.
So much impression is given. Why?